better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The SPLC is accused of secretly funneling more than $3 million between 2014 and 2023 to field sources, including $1 million for an informant with a neo-Nazi organization, National Alliance, $270,000 to a member of the group that planned the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017, and $300,000 to a member of an Aryan Nations affiliate.
I want to make sure I understand. You're alleging that the Southern Poverty Law Center was paying the leaders of KKK and other groups to continue their operations? Is that...
I'm not alleging it. The grand jury returned an indictment that says that.
The Justice Department is charging SPLC with 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of bank fraud, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit money laundering.
This right here is my favorite thing ever in the history of forever.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I put the big-ass caddy on the car carrier today. It's and I have a rented car for the next week. So I'm heading back to the Arctic Circle soon. And I don't know how I feel about that. I like to wait until the 4th of July. That's usually when spring arrives nowadays with all this extreme weather. 844-500-4242. 603. I have to drive by 2 marijuana dispensaries along Route 3 in Plymouth, Mass., and it absolutely stinks up my work van passing by. One time my boss accused me of smoking in the van, and I had to show him what I was driving through. Luckily, he believed me because now we smell it daily. But again, the same people who would come up and start screaming at you for smoke on a Marlboro or a Newport. Oh, you can't smoke Newports anymore in Massachusetts. I forgot. They've been outlawed. How's that working out, too, by the way? You can't smoke a Newport, but you can smoke a Kool or a Salem, but you can smoke as much weed as you want. And they do, right out on the street. This is why, you know, I'm kind of happy to spend 6 months and a day, at the very least, here in America before I head back. Behind the hemp curtain. 844-500-4242. All right. Now, we've got some updates on the state police scandals. One in particular. We've been telling you about the Quigley scandal in Woburn with the drunk driving alleged. And the Sandra Birchmore scandal covered up as a suicide by the state police to protect a fellow cop, allegedly. And then, of course, the other scandal is Karen Reed, which is now in the civil realm, but also in the criminal realm nonetheless, because the fired state trooper, Michael Proctor, he's disgraced, he's unemployed. He's the guy who made all the terrible comments about Karen Reed and was forced to read them at both trials. He is now the authorities have gotten his personal cell phones.
Again, a regrettable comment.
They've got his personal cell phone dating back to, I think, 2012, and there are a lot of regrettable comments. Actually, it came out in court yesterday, there are 44,000 pages of text messages. 44,000 text messages. So he was the lead investigator in a lot of major criminal cases, including murders. So now Karen Reed's attorneys and all these attorneys, whether they're in criminal or civil cases, they all have these documents, these 44,000 pages. A lot of trees died to produce these documents, apparently. But they can't release them. They can't release them to the public, and they can't use them in their filings, whether criminal or civil. So they were in court yesterday, Superior Court, in front of Judge Doolin, both the civil and the criminal attorneys. And they're trying to get him to let them release all this stuff that's in there. And it just sounds like it's going to be another major, major black eye for the state police. There may be murder defendants will be acquitted, even though they probably are guilty. Appears they're guilty. But they won't be convicted because this guy is such a bad actor, Michael Proctor. And he was having conversations with Sergeant Sean Good from the Canton PD. Proctor was a state cop, but he lived in Canton. They all lived in Canton. So Karen Reed, her lawyer is a guy named Aaron Rosenberg, and he's trying to get the judge to allow them to use these comments. And this is what he told the judge yesterday. Cut one.
Now, as opposed to the Commonwealth, Your Honor, it's very clear why Michael Proctor opposes this motion. As we said in our papers, these communications are not private, they're not personal, they're not confidential, and they're not privileged. But what they are is staggeringly anti-woman, racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic, among other things. And that description applies to messages from both Mr. Proctor and Sergeant Good of the Canton Police Department. So it's understandable why Mr. Proctor wants to keep that secret, but he has no right or basis to do so.
So one of the things he says is, you can't release these text messages because we have to protect the women. You know what? You know why he wants to protect the women? Because he's posted a bunch of pictures of naked women. So he always said, I didn't find the nudes of Karen Reed, but apparently found the nudes of some other people. This is Aaron Rosenberg continues, Karen Reed's lawyer, cut two.
They're not private. They're not protected messages. These are messages he shared with his group chat of friends. And he also now triples or quadruples, I've lost count, down on the argument that the court should restrict use of his own chats, his own messages, because he chose to share images and private information relating to third-party women with his friends. He wants to restrict use of that now to protect those women's rights. I think the absurdity of that argument is clear.
So he's shopping around these naked pictures, and now he says, you can't release my phones because the women will have their naked pictures revealed. So this is Rosemary Scapicchio, and she represents some plaintiffs who are also defendants in a murder case where he's the lead investigator. And this one client that she has is black. Black, okay? So you just keep that in mind before you hear this. So What does the investigating white officer say about her black client and other black people in general? Rosemary Scapicchio, cut five.
It's who this man is. He's a racist, really a racist person from the beginning. Some of the things that he says, Jeff, which I know you've heard through the grapevine, but some of the things that he says, like he'll say things like, it's killing N-word in Canton Day. Everybody get there.
This is
what we're dealing with, Judge.
I get
you. So what are we protecting? That's what I can't figure out. What are we protecting here?
Yeah. The messages, if you didn't hear that, they include, it's killing N-word in Canton Day. Don't know if that's Sergeant Good from the Canton PD or Proctor. But they're both engaged in this conversation. Cut four.
Our point is that he's biased. It's certainly against black and brown individuals.
You think? So this is the Joe Krawski Jr. He's a lawyer for another defendant that was investigated in a crime by Proctor. And he's talking about the 44,000 pages and what's in it. Cut six.
We do have access to 44,000 pages. I will tell you, it is breathtaking, upsetting, and unnerving.
Breathtaking and unnerving. What is their defense, you ask? What is Michael Proctor's defense for these 44,000 pages of staggeringly anti-women, anti-Semitic, misogynistic, homophobic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Here is their defense. This guy's a real rocket scientist, his lawyer, Thomas DeGangi. Here's his defense of Michael Proctor, his client, why he should not have to give up these documents, these texts. Cut 7.
Documents that you ordered produced in February of this year are text messages and images from a private cell phone. It's a matter of public record that back in January and February of 2022, and well prior to that, the Mass State Police did not have any policy or procedure governing the use of private cell phones by their troopers. Okay? So if he wants to bring a negligent hiring claim against the Mass State Police, there's no way, and the plaintiff doesn't allege this, or excuse me, Ms. Reed doesn't allege this, or pleaded in her motion that the Mass State Police could have known about these text messages.
So his defense is the Mass State Police had no rules against this kind of communications. How did he know it was against the rules to share all of these scurrilous comments with people who weren't even cops in some cases? And share nude photographs while he was on investigations. There were no rules. As long as it wasn't against the rules, what the hell? 978 says, whatever Proctor's attorney got for a retainer, it wasn't nearly enough. Listen to this little screw-up he makes. He's talking about Karen Reed, but listen to what he calls her. Cut 3.
The people that lived inside or that were inside 34 Fairview Road in Canton on the night of this murder actually filed a defamation suit against Ms. Proctor. Now, what's telling, Your Honor, is I came across some information.
They filed a defamation suit against Ms. Proctor? I don't think so, Tom. But you know what? Nobody, there were like 6 lawyers, the judge, a clerk. Nobody even bothered to correct him. Everybody was asleep, I think, because his arguments were so preposterous. Guess what? All this stuff is going to go into the record. It's going to be public record. 44,000 pages. 44,000 pages. The state police are going to look even better than they do now. 844-500-4242. Spring is just around the corner, and to celebrate, Nauset Beach Inn has a special offer for my listeners. Until June 15th, all dogs and pets stay free. This is a huge savings, as the usual charge is $69.99 a night. So if you stay 3 nights, that's over $200 in savings. Now you can bring man's best friend at no charge when you mention that Howie sent you. Imagine waking up at sunrise, strolling just 100 yards to Nauset Beach and enjoying it all with your dog. Sometimes you have to leave your pet at daycare, but not at pet-friendly Nauset Beach Inn. You're happier, and so is your dog. You'll enjoy an off-season holiday with an ocean view from every room and a fireplace to warm you up after a day full of adventure. Take advantage of Nauset Beach Inn's off-season rates starting at $219.99 in April, $249.99 a night in May, and $339.99 a night in June. These rates with the view cannot be beat. That's why 60% of Howie Carr listeners return to the Nauset Beach Inn after their first stay. Pets are limited to certain units, so it's first come, first serve. Nauset Beach Inn, a short drive to a vacation that feels far, far away. To book today, go to NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With more than 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is should Trump attend the White House Correspondents Association dinner in D.C. tomorrow night? Yes, no, or not sure?
Yes.
Yes is at 53%.
It's going down.
Going down. 45% say no, and 2% say they're not sure.
What do you think, Trump can't handle himself with these rump swabs and bum kissers, these Democrat fluffers? I think he can handle himself totally. 844-500-4242. I just told you about the 44,000 pages of Proctor texts that they're trying to put into the public record. 617 says, will you condense the 44,000 pages of text messages to an executive summary with the best hits?
She's got a leaky balloon knot.
It's going to take a while. Rosemary Scapicchio said today that she's got a trial coming up with this guy, this alleged murderer from Milton in November. Do you know how many hours they give her a week to go over the 44,000 pages? Two hours a week. She said, I'm not going to make it. I don't think she is. So here's my plan, 617. I'm going to let Rosemary Scapicchio and Rosenberg and all the rest of them, I'm going to let them boil it down to an executive summary in their arguments. And then I'm going to take the best, they'll use the best of quotes, and then I will take the best of the best ofs, and I will put them in an executive summary. And that's the way we'll get around it. I don't think I'm ever going to get around to reading the entire 44,000 pages. I'm still looking forward to getting the last 65 pages of Whitey Bulger's last will and testament. You know, we talked about that last month. They released 35 of the 100 pages of the quote unquote book that he wrote in longhand in Santa Monica when he was on the lam. But they never released the last 65 pages, and Zip Conley's lawyer is still trying to get him to release the last 65 pages. Could be very interesting if we ever get those out there. 844-500-4242. You know who Sarah McBride is. His name is Tim McBride, but Tim McBride decided that he would become a woman and that it would make it easier for him to get a job that he couldn't get fired from, namely the single congressman from the state of Delaware. So this
Hello,
is
f-ing woman.
So this is Congressman Tim McBride, who claims to be Sarah McBride. He's out in a dress, with a bullhorn, saying, "Hands off our various, I don't know, whatever. Fill in the blank. Cut eight."
And we are here today because while we know that Donald Trump thinks that he can place his hands anywhere,
where her hands been,
no,
his hands been.
Hands off our Social Security. Hands off our Medicaid. Hands off Medicare. Hands off SNAP. Hands off our kids. Hands off women's rights. Hands off LGBTQ rights.
Hands off our kids? These are the people who are for genital mutilation of children. Yeah, I agree. Hands off our kids. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, Howie. I think that they should download the 44,000 pages and then use AI to find specific words like the N-word or something else offensive within all those text messages. They don't have to do it themselves. They can use, you know, get some kind of technical help finding things that are kind of implicate this guy. And if, you know, if they can't figure out how to do that, then they should ask for volunteers, because I'll tell you, I would volunteer. You know, they could give me like 10,000 pages of his garbage, and I'd go through it and select, you know, all the stuff that implicates him for breaking the law, because we can't have cops who break the law. They make all the other cops look bad, and they're making it so the criminals get away. You know, they get away with murder.
Literally, in some cases. Literally.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, though, if you put it on AI, you know, a Proctor's lawyer would go in and say, Your Honor, there has been no clinical studies, and some initial studies have shown that all exculpatory evidence that my client or any other brave public servant would get is overlooked by this AI program that they're using, you know? That's the way it is, Carol. I mean, they would slow it down, but I think the judge has already let this stuff go through to a degree, and I think he's definitely going to let it go through. He seemed more amused than anything else by all these arguments that it wasn't against the rules when he was saying all these terrible things. I mean, how pathetic an excuse is that, Carol, for bad behavior?
I'm sure there's some other program you can use to identify words that would specifically implicate this guy in crimes. You know, it doesn't have to be AI. It's just AI is really easy to use. But I'm sure there's a program. They just need a good, you know, like a good computer guy to come along and explain to them how to do it. But, it, you know, they shouldn't have to spend hours and hours of their time, their billable time, trying to, you know, read through all of his garbage. It must be like wading through sewage waist deep.
I know.
Who wants to do it?
I know. I mean, I like reading depositions. I've always liked reading depositions, but that's like only a few hundred pages, you know? And I know what I'm looking for a column and all this stuff. I mean, you're right. I mean, can you imagine 44,000 pages of just ignorant, bigoted nonsense from the likes of Michael Proctor and some other Canton cop who's probably got a, you know, barely could get his GED. I mean, it'd be, you're right, it would be horrible. Thanks for the call, Carol. 844-500-4242. How about some illegal alien sound updates? Cut 9.
Stop in Orange County. The Department of Homeland Security says 37-year-old Alejandro Pela Cruz came to the U.S. illegally from El Salvador. He's accused of murder and drug trafficking. Officials say he is a gang member and an international fugitive. He was arrested.
This is Orange County, New York. Thank you, Governor Hochul. And of course, with help from El Presidente Jose Biden. Cut 10.
Two people were arrested following a fraud investigation after they picked up a large amount of cash on March 25th in the city of Columbus. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Office found the car and the two people in Pewaukee last week, arrested them, and then moved them to the Columbia County Jail. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office did not say just how much money they took from the victim, but the charge lists the cash amount between $10,000 and $100,000. Officials also believe the two suspects are here in the U.S. illegally. DHS and ICE have been notified.
I don't know what happened to my sounder, but they're from Romania. I think they're probably quote-unquote gypsies, if you can still say the word gypsies anymore. But they were Romanian illegal aliens. All right, cut 11.
Sheriff Mike Chapman says that these thieves targeted elderly people, distracted them, and then stole their necklaces and bracelets. The sheriff's office is looking to see if this duo is connected to other thefts throughout Northern Virginia. Tonight, 31-year-old Denisa Giachol and 35-year-old Darrell Giachol, shown in these arrest photos, are in jail without bond. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office says this duo is connected to snatch-and-grab thefts over the past 30 days. Fox 5 reported about a woman who was robbed of her jewelry and hurt after hitting her head on the ground on Marwood Drive near South Ryde.
These may be
this
the gypsies.
This is a photo of the scene last Friday. The sheriff tells me the same suspects, the Giachols, who belong to an organized Romanian crime network,
these are the gypsies.
Are responsible for this
theft and several others,
including this one, captured on surveillance video in a shopping center parking lot. Officers arrested the suspects on Tuesday after they allegedly tried to rob someone in Ashburn.
We believe there's up to 8 incidents here in Loudoun County that are connected to this Romanian group.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Thank you, Joe. Thanks for opening the borders. We really appreciate it. 844-500-4242. 508 says they could do e-discovery on those texts in about an hour. Any prosecutor or defense attorney can name several commercially available software applications that courts would accept. I don't know why they're not doing this. Scapicchio is a pretty good lawyer, and I think Karen Reed has pretty good representation, too. In Karen Reed's case, I don't know about Scapicchio, but I think in Karen Reed's case, I think her attorneys have pretty much gone through these things. They just want the right to be able to release them, to be able to put them in their filings, their arguments, their claims, their counterclaims. And so far, he hasn't okayed that yet officially. But again, I think it's coming fairly soon. 844-500-4242. You know, I've often talked about how they have to start denaturalizing some of these foreign criminals that got into the country and got their citizenship and then committed all these horrible crimes. And I'm specifically thinking of former State Senator Dean Tran from Vietnam, and former Boston City Councilor Tanya Fernandez Anderson from Africa. Both convicted felons. Both have done federal time. Why are they here? Why are they still here? Well, this is a breaking news story. The Justice Department has identified 384 foreign-born Americans whose citizenship it intends to revoke, marking a significant expansion of denaturalization efforts as part of the Trump administration's broader immigration crackdown. 384, of course, is the proverbial drop in the bucket, and I doubt that Tran and Anderson made the cut, but it's a start. Senior DOJ officials told colleagues during a meeting last week that civil litigators in 39 U.S. attorneys' offices would soon be assigned to file cases against the individuals. The New York Times reported yesterday that two others familiar with the plans confirmed the initiative but did not immediately make it clear what led officials to target the 384 individuals. If they go after Senator Tran and Boston City Councilor Anderson, I'm going to take full credit for it because I must have written at least 3 or 4 times in my columns about how they needed to denaturalize these people.
What the f*** do I have to do in this f***ing council in order to get respect as a black woman?
Well, if Tanya is denaturalized and sent back to the dark continent of Africa, at least she can be accompanied by her husband, Tanzerius Anderson, who was just cut loose by the Massachusetts Parole Board despite receiving a sentence of life without parole. Believe it or not, one of dozens of convicted murderers that got life without parole who've now been cut free because they were emerging adults at the time they committed their atrocious crimes. 844-500-4242. Another Dem scandal. This is from Town Hall. Eva Lopez Chavez, she's a member of the Salt Lake City, Utah Council, and now she's a congressional candidate. There was a screw-up in Utah, and now they have a semi-blue district that the Democrats all want to run for, including Eva Lopez Chavez, has faced allegations of unwanted sexual advances from multiple women. A city council member, a fellow city council member, Victoria Petro, has made allegations. She said that Lopez Chavez, the candidate for Congress, grabbed her by the throat and said, quote, "The only reason I still bleep men is because a woman hasn't shown me what I really want." Okay, that's one. Then there's Maggie Regier, who worked on a mayoral campaign in 2019. Now, Maggie says, where is it? I don't have Maggie, but I have another one. Jen Plum, now a state senator. Okay? She says that Lopez Chavez, a Democrat, pushed her against the wall at a birthday party in November 2022. It was absolutely a sexual advance. She leaned into me, grabbed onto my rear end, got up in my face and said in my ear, "You sure you're straight?" I just pushed her away. I said, "Come on, knock it off." Huang Nguyen is now a state rep. Said she attended a campaign event for Senator Plum in 2022. As they were leaving the party, Lopez Chavez asked for a ride, then told her to pull over. "I said, 'What are you doing?'" said Nguyen. And she said, "Kiss me." She said, "I'm not going to get off you." Oh, she jumped on top of her. "Until you kiss me." I gave her a peck and she got off. This is the woman that she, this woman is probably the front runner for the new redistricted gerrymandered House seat in Utah. This is what you call a resume enhancer in the Democrat Party. Do you think that Eva Lopez Chavez, if she gets to Congress, will go out on a date? She's a brown lesbian, by the way. That's how she describes herself, as a brown lesbian. Do you think she'll go out on a date with Representative Tim McBride from Delaware?
I just want to be MILF.
That would be Diana Rossini. Have we got any new sound during the course of the afternoon from Diana Rossini?
Nothing has popped up.
As she scrubbed her social media, I don't think some of this stuff is from appearances she made on talk shows. It's going to be hard to scrub that. She just wants to be a MILF. So, you know, again, as I said earlier, she's fired or gone from the New York Times. But when one door closes, another door opens. And the door in this case that's opening for Diana Rossini says OnlyFans. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
That brown lesbian sounds like she's stealing Joe Namath's boozed up pickup lines from national TV. "I just want to give you a kiss."
I'm struggling.
Who does Eva Lopez Chavez think she is, says 774. Ted Kennedy? I think she's probably the front runner, even in Utah, you know? Democrats are they have a strange view of resume enhancers. Of course, everything might change if Diana Rossini moved to Salt Lake City and got into the fight. Although she does seem to like guys, so that might disqualify her in a Democrat primary, even in Utah. Stop me if you've heard this one before. An electric bus has caught fire and sent out a huge plume of smoke. This is in downtown D.C. And the bus company, D.C. Metro, pulled its fleet of hybrid diesel buses.
Tails on the bus, go round and round.
You notice they call it a hybrid diesel. I have a feeling the fire had a lot more to do with hybrid than it did with diesel. the fire engulfed the bus. It always does engulf the bus. There's never been a minor fire on an electric bus. Metro, this happened last night. Metro is taking all 32 of its hybrid diesel buses out of service as a precaution while they investigate. That's another thing. This is what always happens. All of these hybrid bus fires are the same. It engulfs everything. There's a giant plumes of smoke. All the buses are taken out of circulation. And you know what? Here's the follow up. None of the buses ever come back into service. They're just put off they're put off to the side somewhere. How many millions? It doesn't say in this NBC Washington story how much these buses cost. Millions of dollars, I'm sure. Millions of dollars. Here's another recurring theme of all these electric bus fire stories. Drivers are advised to use alternate routes. Yeah, that's it. The bus fire started in a tunnel. And then of course you have the flak catcher. The bureaucrat comes out and he makes the usual assurances. And again, history is repeating itself here. In this case, Randy Clark, the general manager and CEO. We have a very safe system. We know that we are. With that said, it's happened. With that said, it always happens. We want to work with our partners, the people who provide the sand and the foam to try to put out the electric fires. We'll do forensic investigations. We will learn from investigations, and we will get better. You know what you should learn from the investigation? Don't buy any electric buses. They cost 10 times as much. They're unreliable. They have to be recharged. And then finally, they catch fire. This whole story could be created by AI. This is every story about electric buses. There were travel impacts as firefighters worked to put out the fire. The 9th Street Tunnel was shut down Thursday night with cars stuck inside. Now, that would be a real pleasure, right? There's a fire in the tunnel and you're stuck inside. Metro believes the cause of the fire is mechanical. No kidding. When was the last time one of your diesel buses caught fire because of a mechanical issue? 603 says, riders are advised to find alternate non-burning buses. Yes. I'm Howie Carr.